This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 312 for Thursday, March 17th. ICE canola futures are higher on Thursday as a spike in global crude oil prices pushes up most edible oil values. The May canola contract climbed $16.30 at $1,130.20 per ton. The July contract gains $9.90 at $1,097.30 per ton, while new crop November is up $1.20 at $933. There's spillover coming from strong upticks in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as the May contract for European rapeseed. However, there are declines in the remaining rapeseed contracts, as well as Chicago soy meal and Malaysian palm oil. Canadian Pacific Railway says it will lock out 3,000 locomotive engineers and conductors, as well as rail and yard workers at midnight Sunday if a new agreement is not reached. CP Rail says a lockout would bring its Canadian rail service to a halt. The Canadian dollar is stronger this afternoon, with the loonie at 79.1 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.61. The glimmer of hope for a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war was dashed by the Kremlin earlier today. However, more talks are proceeding. The OECD says the war could increase global inflation by 2.5% and cause Europe's economy to drop 1.4%. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending March 10th include almost 146,000 tons of old crop wheat plus around 326,000 tons of new crop. Old crop corn is just short of 1.84 million tons with 204,000 tons of new crop. Soybean export sales are around 1.25 million tons of old crop and 477,000 tons of new crop. Those for soy meal exceed 147,000 tons, and soy oil tallies 22,600 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The May contract jumps 20 cents at $16.69 per bushel. May soy oil climbs 1.22 cents at 74.77 U.S. cents per pound. But May soy meal loses $3.70 at $4.74.30 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Thursday as the May contract spikes 25 cents at $7.55 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger as well, with the May contract gaining 15 cents at $6.80. The U.S. wheat complex is recovering from yesterday's sharp losses, with Chicago May gaining 31 cents at $11. Kansas City May advances 25.5 cents at $10.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May rises 28.5 cents at $10.79. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, March 17th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.